We are joined now by the CEO and president of the Edmonton Eskimos, Len Rhodes, joins us. Len, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. We had lots and lots to discuss. Of course, the draft, I know that's not your forte. Ed Hervey and those guys run that next Tuesday. But next Thursday is the season launch party where the league is going to unveil the new jerseys. So I know you're not going to tell us exactly what they look like, but are we going to see a significant difference in colors or more just the design from last year?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, league-wide, the jerseys and all the new sideline apparel are going to be launched because there's a shift from the Reebok brand to the Adidas brand. And from our standpoint, there'll be variations between teams. But for us, our fans will hold us true to maintaining the tradition. So don't expect major changes. This is going to be an evolution. Our primary green and gold colors for the home uniform and the away, you can expect a little more of a change, but it's all traditional. And you may, whatever's changing, you're going to look back and you'll say, wow, I remember that from the past. So it's going to be true to the tradition of the Eskimos. Nothing major in shift, but a new uniform and new technology when it comes to the materials of the product.
So how does the launch party work next Thursday?
Well, the launch party itself is great. What we've decided to do, because historically we put things out in bits and pieces, next Thursday night we're opening it up to the public. It's free admission at Commonwealth Stadium. You come to Gate 9, which is right across from the LRT station, so it's the east side of the northeast side of the stadium. And from 6 o'clock till 8 p.m., we're going to wow you and with all the new novelties coming this year. There'll be some player signing things, so you can meet the players. We're going to have video games. We're going to take you through a lot of the game day themes that we're going to have, a lot of the partnerships that we've formed. And it's going to be done with a different tone. There's going to be a DJ, Jay Mello, spinning the beats of the night, and to give you the mood of it, it's going to be the Eskimos after dark. And I think fans are going to see a little more of a useful, a little more edge to what we're talking about this year.
Will you be spinning tunes with them, Len?
No, I'm still classic 80s rock and roll, but we want to get, there's no hiding it, Jason. We want to get more 20 to 30-year-old young adults into the stadium this year. This is in tune with that. And one thing that fans often ask, can you give us a bit of a break on the price of beer? So beer will be sold for $5 Thursday night. It really is going to be a pretty cool cocktail hour.
Len Rhodes joins us, president and CEO of the Edmonton Eskimos. Launch party is next Thursday. Len, you and a few of your players just returned from a military trip with the Eskimos. The Grey Cup was over there as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm really proud about this one. So on April 23rd, we departed for three countries, Jason. We went to Kuwait, we went to France, and our third stop was the Ukraine. And our mandate was, we were a group of 25 people from across the country, and I was honored to be asked to join Team Canada on this trip. And our primary mandate was to go boost the morale of the troops, show our support, and to mingle with them and get more of an understanding of what they go through. I was so fortunate to have Ryan King, Sean White from our club with me on the trip. But we had Arlene Dickinson from the Dragon's Den. We had some NHL alumni. Tiger Williams still has bite, let me tell you. And the first stop in Kuwait was a revelation in itself. You're talking about 44-degree temperatures in the afternoon this time of year already. They sleep in tents. We slept on the base camp in the tents the way the soldiers do. We had meals with them. We got tours. It's a dry country, so troops can't even look forward for a good cold beer at the end of the day. And they're away, more importantly, they're away from their families on deployment up to 9 months at a time. And what I saw, the sacrifice, I've always had a lot of respect for the armed forces, but to go there on site to see them was incredible, and I have more respect than ever. And we did have the Grey Cup there with us. We had some of the players from the NHL that won some Stanley Cups, so it was a great mix. At night, we had entertainment, we had music, we had comedy, we gave some prizes, and it was just a wonderful sight overall. And with three trips, and we played two hockey games. A hockey game in Kuwait didn't start off too well. We lost that one 11-4, or 10-4, rather. And these guys were ready and primed. And we're talking about, again, five guys that played in the NHL on Team Canada, but we still lost. Then there was another game when we got to Ukraine, and that was a 4-4 tie after a shootout.
Now, how are King and White's hockey skills?
You know what? As Tiger Williams would say, these guys are real athletes. They're just not as good in hockey as they are in football. But, boy, they could keep up. And, you know, whoever was playing on the team from Team Canada, we're not used to those conditions. 44 degrees. The game had to be played in the morning in Kuwait because there's no way you could play in the afternoon. And we're still talking about 30-degree temperatures. It was an outdoor, you know, street hockey game. But it got a little physical, and the guys were great. You know, when you talk about Ryan King, he's like the benchmark when it comes to getting the community and giving back. A local guy, of course, and he just makes friends. Even if he talks to some of the troops, they're not all Eskimo fans, depending on where they come from. By the end of it, they all love the Eskimos. And Sean White, Sean's an incredible athlete. From what I understand, he could have gone almost pro in soccer. He chose football. But in hockey, the guy's got skills. He says he plays the nets a lot, but he was out on offense and did a hell of a job.
Well, yeah, if he's playing in net, it might be in like mini mites, because in today's game, I'm not sure Sean White at his size could be an effective goaltender.
And that's why our team captain, Tiger Williams, made sure he was on forward.
Len Rhodes joins us, present CEO of the Edmonton Eskimos. Len, you guys had a strong connection with Fort McMurray last year, playing two games there. Obviously, everybody is well aware of the horror that has happened this week with the fire and, you know, burning down over 1,600 buildings thus far and over 85,000 hectares. And, the sad news that it potentially could double by the time Saturday comes as the fire is picking up speed. And I know the Eskimos and the CFL have donated $50,000, and looking, the Eskimo alumni has stepped up today and donated $10,000 themselves. And I know the Eskimos, you guys have plans to do a lot more?
Yeah, so first of all, I definitely have an emotional connection with Fort McMurray. You know, it started in 2013 when we were told we were going to be displaced because of the FIFA Women's World Cup at Commonwealth, and we had to find a home for training camp, which we did in Spruce Grove. And I reached out to Fort McMurray. It was Tim Reed, who's now at Northlands, that was the key guy there at the time. And within a few days, we put a deal together. They were so proud to have the Eskimos, not only as the first event, official event, at their new stadium, but to be the most northern game ever in the CFL. And they were truly honored to have us there. They treated us with the best hospitality. So for them to, A, what they're going through in the last few months with the downturn in oil prices, and now the most devastating thing is to deal with the fires, I don't know where to start in terms of, we've got to be there for them. I did rally the troops. I called all my counterparts of the other eight teams in the CFL and the league office, and I quickly got that $50,000. Everyone participated, no questions asked, and that made me so proud. But tomorrow we're going to send, I spoke to Mayor Melissa Blake, Jason, and I was fortunate to be able to reach her, and I said, what can we do to help you? And she says, well, we're in crisis mode right now. I don't even know where to start. But she says, boy, we have some of the evacuees that are going to be at Northlands. If you could send some players and cheer team members up, that would be great. So tomorrow from 1 till 3, we have at least six players. We have some cheer team members. We have our two mascots going there to boost the morale of the families, the kids that have been displaced. And gosh, life is tough enough to lose your home, to have to be in the situation they are. It's the least we can do. In addition to the money as well, we've given some support to the Edmonton Humane Society to help the animals that are impacted and the families that have either lost their animals or have been displaced with their animals. You know how I feel about animals, so we need to cover all bases. So it's people, animals, the whole community. But, Jason, it's the first step. We've got it. We can't just do throw money at the Red Cross and then say you're on your own. There's going to be, when they stabilize this issue, there's going to be a major rebuilding. There are neighbors, there are friends, there are family. And I think out of this, Alberta's going to rally again. We got to have a rallying call to show the spirit that we're made of. This is an incredible opportunity to do that. But what touches me is that everyone across Canada is really behind us right now.
Len Rhodes joins. Yeah, it's been spectacular to just watch not only and the province and Edmonton, of course, have really jumped on board huge, but everywhere across the country, I think people are recognizing it. And, you know, there's such a connection, really, from the East Coast to the West Coast with so many East Coasters flying into Fort McMurray and been working there over the years. So it truly does, I think, grab the attention of the entire nation. And as more videos and pictures come out and we see just how devastating it is, I think it's only going to grow. And
To your point, yes. Yeah. And, you know, when I spoke to the mayor and told her what we were going to do to support her, and even though she didn't ask for any money and we're supporting the Red Cross, she said, "Len, I'm literally crying out of happiness and joy. I'm so touched. I don't know what to say." And that in itself says it all. And to what you just told your listeners, our own alumni, the Esks alumni, to donate $10,000, you know, that's incredible. Our Esks alumni don't come from eras where, you know, money was rolling around. But for them to put $10,000 is just symbolic, again, of what our guys are all about. Whether they're current players or past players, the spirit of community with this the Eskimos is incredible. And the alumni has my total respect for what they're doing today.
Len Rhodes joins us, President and CEO of the Edmonton Eskimos. If you missed it, the alumni did step up. They've donated $10,000 to the cause, which is great. Len, also coming up, the women's dinner. When is it?
Yeah, so it was last night. So it's
was it last night?
Week.
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's the best dating night ever. I was there. Maybe we were three guys and 400 women. Who's going to complain? You know, wow, that's another one where this was our eighth annual women's dinner. Over the last 7 years going into this one, we've donated approximately $400,000 to date. Last night, our early projections are that we're going to be able to garner at least $60,000. It goes towards the Lois Hull Hospital for a specific program, research to fight ovarian cancer. And whether you're a woman or a man, we're all touched by people that are impacted by this. And we had an employee, Pam, who passed away before I joined the Eskimos. And I was with her former husband, Julian, last night. He was right at my table. He's a gentleman. He's so touched by what we're doing. I had an opportunity to get a tour this year at the Lois Hull Hospital. And the robotics is just incredible. You know, these units cost $3 million. But what they can do at the operating table is better than what human doctors can do. And whether they have a room set up, it's literally in green and gold. It's Pam's room. It's the Eskimos' room. And guests that are there that have to go through their treatments, they try to put them in the best environment possible. And the Eskimo room, I can tell you, is one that offers comfort. And for anyone who's a sports fan, it actually means a lot.
What at the women's dinner? I know it's a sold out event, and usually have presenters there, and that you do a little football 101. What was the theme, if there was one, last night?
Yeah, so one of the key attractions of this is that the women get to go into the locker room, and we had five or six of our players there giving them a tour. And that, you know, as you know, the locker room, we hold our annual general meeting there. We have the women's dinner, and then it's a pretty well restricted because it's the players' room. That's their oasis. That in itself separates it from all other events. We were also very lucky to have the Honorable Lois Mitchell, our Lieutenant Governor, attend, and she spoke to the crowd. And she's a football lady. You know, her son is Scott Mitchell, who's the president of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Doug Mitchell's her husband, who's the former commissioner of the CFL, and he's with the Calgary Stampeders. So there's football in their blood. And when she spoke, she had a lot of football analogies, and that was obviously very cool for the event last night. It was a sold-out event. We sold out far before the event took place. And another good thing, you know, when you look at this week, we've had trying times in Alberta with the fires, and there's unfortunately people that are directly impacted by cancer. The Eskimos, you know, were champions on the field, literally, in 2015, but boy, what makes me most proud is what our staff, our players, our cheer team are doing off the field. We are truly champions as a group off the field. And I know we make the community proud, but this week has been loaded in terms of what has been going on. And our players especially always deliver.
And Len, one last one for you. I know when you were on your trip with Mr. Orridge, the commissioner, I'm sure you guys talked some CFL stuff in between and during the hot heat.
Yep.
The negotiation list. You guys had a trade. You traded away offensive linemen for two players in the neg list. Fans are like, well, that's great. Who the hell are they? It's basically trading away for nothing. The other teams know who's on the neg list, right? You know that's who's on Saskatchewan's. Everybody knows who. Why does the CFL hide that from their fans? What's the benefit?
Correct. That's because the players themselves often don't know if they're on the list. So let's. It's been that way for a number of years. I hear where you're coming from. We didn't talk specifically about that. We certainly talked about a number of things because the commission and I respectfully have sometimes various opinions on matters. And one is where I spent a lot of time. I'm relentless on trying to move the season forward, starting it earlier. Look, we should be playing today, for God's sakes. But meanwhile, we play in November when we can't even feel the ball because our hands are frozen. But that's a whole other state.
No, I love it. I agree with you. Sure.
Yeah. And our fans agree. We took a poll. 2,000 fans, 92% said they'd like it 2 to 3 weeks earlier. But, I often say don't let the facts get in the way if you're trying to make an argument. And this one, the facts do speak for themselves. But he's assured me, actually, he is trying to get there. He's not arguing with me on that. But maybe I'm just have more of a sense of urgency on the matter than the commissioner. The commissioner. And I talked about, a number of things, but the neg list was not one of them.
Well, we'll have to ask him that because to me, I think you lose so much opportunity. You mentioned how you want to connect with the 20 to 30 olds. They want to be online. Yeah. They want to see everything. They're oh, hey, look at those two guys. And now they might watch a college game to see if that guy's there. And
you're right.
To me,
you're right.
Yeah.
The commission, you've invited him. Orridge is going to be here on our first regular season game, the Grey Cup rematch against Ottawa.
Let's have lunch.
And we'll have an opportunity to have him in front of the media. And also we're going to do something so that he can meet the fans before our actual game. So he's going to be here, and he proudly accepted my invitation. So he's able and willing to talk about anything. And heck, if we all agree on every topic, life would be boring. But we respectfully disagree on certain things, but we do agree on a number of things as well.
Len, always good to catch up with you. Basically 3 weeks until training camp. Get ready.
Oh, we can't wait. Thanks so much, Jason.